SpaceX wants to bring Starlink internet to cars, boats, and airplanes. On March 8th by Michael Kahn in PC Magazine. The company is trying to get clearance from the FCC to use the Starlink dish technology on moving vehicles, citing the need for high-speed internet on trucks and freighters. SpaceX wants its Starlink satellite internet system to be available in cars, boats, and aircraft. The system is currently designed to supply 150 megabits per second and up broadband speeds to people's residences. But on Friday, SpaceX filed an application with the FCC to get clearance to bring Starlink to moving vehicles in the U.S. Tasmania was among the first outlets to report the news. No longer are users willing to forgo connectivity while on the move, whether driving a truck across the country, moving a freighter from Europe to a U.S. port, or while on a domestic or international flight, the company wrote. This application takes the next step by seeking authority for ESIMS, Earth Stations in Motion, that will enable the extension of that network from homes and offices to vehicles, vessels, and aircraft. The request addresses a limitation with SpaceX satellite internet system. If you're among the first lucky customers to try out Starlink, the company will send you a dish capable of receiving the high-speed broadband from satellites in orbit. However, your internet access is restricted to your surrounding residence. Hence, you can't carry your Starlink satellite dish on a weekend trip outdoors and still get broadband access. SpaceX now wants the authority to operate the same dish technology on cars, boats, and aircraft. However, the company is indicating that, for now, only qualified installers will be able to equip dishes on vehicles. SpaceX services will ensure installation of ESIM, Earth Station in Motion, terminals on vehicles and vessels by qualified installers who have an understanding of the antenna's radiation environment and the measures best suited to maximize protection of the general public and persons operating the vehicle and equipment, the company wrote in a filing. On Twitter, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk also touched on the FCC application. Unfortunately, the Starlink tech won't be coming to Tesla vehicles. Not connecting Tesla cars to Starlink, as our terminal is much too big. This is for aircraft, ships, large trucks, and RVs, he said in a tweet. One potential obstacle facing the application is how the Starlink technology shares some radio spectrum used by NASA facilities and astronomical observatories. In response, SpaceX has agreed to limit or cut off the radio use when a vehicle carrying the dish technology is nearby. SpaceX is requesting the FCC approve the application as soon as possible. To try out the satellite internet system, you can go to the official Starlink website. However, the company doesn't plan on rolling it out in many areas in the U.S. until mid to late 2021.